This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2389, 7 Ways to Stop Hurting Yourself by Angel Chernoff of markandangel.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. We're going to get right to it today and start optimizing your life. 7 Ways to Stop Hurting Yourself by Angel Chernoff of markandangel.com. Life isn't always a smooth ride. It's easy to stumble and fall and hurt yourself. But these bumps and bruises are a necessary part of your growth. You fall down, you learn something, and then you brush yourself off and move forward. The problem is sometimes you fall and get stuck in one place for too long. You find yourself spinning and unable to move like tires clenched in mud. This happens when you feel unsure of yourself or when your intentions are tarnished. You get spiritually lost, bound by your perceptions, and stuck deep in a pothole of miserable thinking. Here are some ideas to help you get unstuck and navigate the road to healing. Number 1, get back on your own path. If you're thinking exactly like everyone else, then you aren't thinking. And the real trouble is if you don't spend your life your way, other people will spend it their way. Freedom lies in being bold. Use your head to listen to your soul. Find the path that best suits your calling and don't settle until you've found it. There's no rush. Life is a continuous journey. As you cut your own path, be honest about who you are and don't try to fool anyone. If others don't want to listen to you, let them fool themselves. It means they aren't really concerned with who you truly are in the first place. They'll likely continue to characterize you incorrectly no matter what you say. Don't argue with them. They're obviously infatuated with some idea of a person that isn't you. Number 2, let go of what was never really there. Not everything is meant to be, and you have to accept this. You have to seriously sit down with yourself and come to grips with the fact that you were wrong about it all along. It was just an illusion that never really was what you thought it was. It's one of the most difficult realizations to accept, to realize that you feel a sense of loss, even though you never really had what you thought you had in the first place. Number 3, forget the shadows and focus on the silver lining. Just as songs are as happy or sad as the listener, a moment is as happy or sad as the person living in it. What you hear, what you see, and what you think depends a great deal on how you feel when you hear, see, or experience something. Your truth is in your mind. As Oscar Wilde once said, quote, "We are all in the gutter, but some of us are looking at the stars," end quote. The key is to remain positive even when times are less than ideal. Look for the silver lining and walk the line step by step until you get your mind out of the gutter. As you gradually begin to feel better and better, the things happening around you will seem better and better as well. Number 4, accept reality and make a plan to change it. Sometimes life gets really tough. When it does, the more you understand yourself, your situation, and where you want to go, the less upset you will be, and the more motivated you will become to take the necessary steps to move forward. The very first step of overcoming pain and sadness is accepting it. Only after this acceptance has been established can you come up with a plan for recovery. After all, the only thing you can do when it's raining is let it rain, make the best of it, and make plans for a sunnier day. Number 5, start embracing your integrity. When you're stuck in an emotional rut, you might catch yourself asking questions like, am I a good person? Deep down, do I even want to be a good person, or do I want to seem like a good person so other people will approve of my actions? Is there a difference between the two? How do I actually know whether I'm fooling myself? And all of these questions deal with integrity, which is all that's really important. When you do the right thing solely because it's the right thing, knowing that there's a good chance nobody else is ever going to know whether you did it or not, you're walking the righteous path of integrity, a choice that always leads to better places. Number 6, flow, don't fight with life's little surprises. Life is somewhat unpredictable. Stop fighting it. 99% of the time, life delivers the experiences that are most helpful for your personal growth. How do you know it's the experience you need? Because it's the experience you're having. The only question is, will you embrace it and grow, or fight it and falter? If you can simply let go and trust that things will work out the way they're supposed to without trying to micromanage the minutiae, you'll be able to enjoy and benefit from more life experiences. In fact, the joy and freedom this mindset creates becomes more beneficial than most of the experiences themselves. And number 7, finally do something with one of your good ideas. Hopes and dreams can be influential and inspiring, yet if they remain imprisoned in your head, you'll never realize their true beauty. Now is when you can take these hopes and dreams and give them a chance to grow. Every moment of your life builds upon the next. This moment is the bridge between the reality of where you are and the vision of where you want to be. Reality is approaching you every second. And the great thing is, you're able to alter it as it arrives. You just have to decide what you want to do with it. You just listened to the post titled, 7 Ways to Stop Hurting Yourself by Angel Chernoff of markandangel.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you, Angel. Many years ago, she and Mark, her husband, went through a really painful season that included losing 2 loved ones to suicide and illness, family-related betrayal, job loss, financial instability, and more. It was like all at once, and one of the main reasons they started writing these articles. They've been through a lot and wanted to share anything and everything they could to help others going through the same thing. And what Angel talked about in numbers 1 and 6 reminded me of an article I narrated a couple of weeks ago now, but one that stuck with me and definitely other people too, because they wrote in. It's about the singer who made it far on a TV show, but was diagnosed with cancer and documented her journey, sharing words of wisdom along the way and eventually succumbing to her disease. That article had a lot to do with expectations. We have this vision of how things will go, and life not going exactly in that direction causes suffering for us. That's the same kind of hurt Angel is talking about in this post, and why I think numbers 1 and 6 are extra important. Number 1 was get back on your own path, meaning that however it's going, find the path that best suits you and ignore the rest, despite expectations as well. And then number 7 was about flowing with little surprises, which is a bit closer to what I'm talking about with expectations. Fighting the unpredictable is really just a waste of time and emotion. If we can appreciate the unpredictable instead of obsessing over expectations that we have, then that can make a big difference. And if you want to hear more on this, the episode I was talking about from a couple of weeks ago was episode 2365 from Allison Carmen, definitely worth the listen. But that should do it for this episode today. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.